The coronavirus has had a devastating impact on economies throughout the world, and many governments have jumped in to help, but not Russia. The Kremlin has taken a more modest approach. Charles Maines explains from Moscow.
Boris Titov is used to giving straight talk about the state of Russia's economy.
We survived quite a lot of crises.
The Kremlin's longtime point man for entrepreneurial rights, Titov, has delivered annual reports to President Vladimir Putin on the state of Russian business through good times and bad. Only this year, Titov says the outlook is so grim, his team picked a new color for the cover of his report, something to match the mood of the moment.
It's black this time because, of course, the general situation is difficult, very difficult.
Two-thirds of all businesses Titov surveyed say it's a coin toss whether they'll survive next year. Half called the economic situation a catastrophe or crisis. And adding to uncertainty, President Vladimir Putin. In a bid to stem the outbreak, Putin repeatedly ordered Russians to stay home and take paid vacation. The problem, the Russian leader offered businesses little, if any, financial support to pay salaries. Anastasia Tatulova is among Russian entrepreneurs who calls the plan absurd. She's co-owner of Anderson, a chain of kid-friendly restaurants that had 2,000 employees before the outbreak. She's been forced to lay off most of her staff, despite the government directive. To think that businesses could keep all these employees and pay them shows no sense of how business works, says Tatulova. We need to survive to hire people again. Russia's small to mid-sized business sector, more than a fifth of the economy, has largely been left to fend for itself amid the pandemic. Some firms paid partial salaries, others sent employees on unpaid leave. Amid the government's forced economic shutdown last April, hundreds gathered in the city of Vladikavkaz in southern Russia, demanding the resignation of local authorities and the right to return to work.
People would not come out en masse if they had money to sit at home.
Sergei Guriev is a leading Russian economist now based in Paris, but he grew up in Vladikavkaz. Guriev says public anger is a direct result of a stingy bailout by a president out of touch with the needs of the people.
Mr. Putin is not a president of small entrepreneurs. He's a president of big corporations. He's a president of state corporations.
Anti-government demonstrations have been limited so far. State pressure may also play a role. Organizers behind the Vladikavkaz rally currently face criminal charges. In Moscow, police have forbidden demonstrations outright in the interests of public safety. But polls show rising dissatisfaction with Putin across the board and at a perilous time. The Russian leader plans to hold a constitutional referendum July 1st that could keep him in power until well into the next decade. And there are signs that fraught political calendar is finally forcing the government to open the economy and state coffers. Last week, Putin's Prime Minister Mikhail Mishustin unveiled a new $73 billion recovery plan to offset damage from the pandemic. The Kremlin says it will go beyond what the government has provided so far, tax deferrals and limited loans for a small percentage of private firms. Whether the new stimulus will be enough to make up for a bailout that wasn't largely depends on whether Russia can keep a virus that is from spiraling out of control. For NPR News, I'm Charles Maines in Moscow.